This is The Missing Link with your host, the insufferable, but never boring, Sean Jackson.
Welcome, everyone, to The Missing Link. I'm your host, Sean Jackson. I'm joined, as always, by the unique Micah Gadea. Micah, how are you?
I'm doing really great today, Sean. How are you doing?
I'm humbled. Humbled, yes. And I'll tell you why. Because on the last episode, we asked everyone to go out there and to share and to really help us get an audience for the show. And I have to tell everyone who have been loyal listeners and did that, thank you, and thank you even more.
And thank you.
Yeah, because really this show is about you. We're here trying to figure LinkedIn marketing out for you.
Right.
And the anchor of our whole thing that we do is really that LinkedIn discussion group, Micah. I mean, if you think about it, a lot of our content, in fact, today's content, today when we talk, not talk, excuse me, we actually have a fight about Facebook versus LinkedIn with John Loomer. It was a conversation that was started by Terry in our discussion group, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
And
she wrote a great post, too. You'll find that in the show notes.
Yeah, she wrote a great post about, you know, her struggles, et cetera. And it was really based on that that I was like, you know what? I need to go find someone to fight with on Facebook versus LinkedIn. So it really is the anchor of our show is our LinkedIn discussion group. And if you haven't joined yet, don't worry, because while it's super secret and we don't publish out how to do that, we will tell you how to do it on the show. So Micah, can you tell them how to get to our LinkedIn discussion group?
I do. If you'll text from your mobile device 41411 and you'll use the keyword MyLink, that's MYLINK with no spaces. Again, it's texting 41411. MyLink is the keyword. And for all of our international participants, which we have a lot of, thank you for joining us. You will send an email to missinglink@rainmaker.fm. And I'd like to just mention, Cheryl started this great conversation about adding audio on LinkedIn. And we've got Robert has actually gone in and done an incredible amount of work that you can learn from his experience of what programs he's used and everything if you want to join us.
Yeah, that was Robert was doing the audio one, right? About how to put audio in. Robert, thank you for all the hard work, man. That really was very insightful. And that's the power of our show, guys, is our LinkedIn discussion group. Come and join us because today's battle royale, if you will, is between myself advocating for LinkedIn and John Loomer, who is truly, truly an expert in all things about advertising and marketing on LinkedIn. So I wanted to pick a fight with a really big guy. And you know, John's a tiny guy, but he's got a really big platform in Facebook. So I wanted to pick a fight with somebody really big. John was available to beat up on me. And when we get back from the break, you're going to hear John and I duke it out in a battle royale on Facebook versus LinkedIn for B2B marketing. Stay tuned, everybody.
The Missing Link is brought to you by the Rainmaker Platform, the complete website solution for content marketers and online entrepreneurs. Find out more and take a free 14-day test drive at rainmaker.fm/platform.
So, as promised, we are going head-to-head here on the Missing Link podcast. With 380 million users for LinkedIn, Sean Jackson brings it. But with 1.49 billion users, John Loomer is ready to go head-to-head.
Yes, and here we come out. I'm going to come out swinging first. Hey, John, I want to thank you so much for being on the show. And, you know, for our listeners that may live in a cave somewhere and don't know how awesome you are, tell our audience just a little bit about you and especially your expertise in Facebook.
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, I mean, my focus is primarily on advanced Facebook marketing. And I've been doing this, you know, running my own business around this for the last 4 years now. So we could talk all day about my story, but I was laid off twice within 2.5 years. And then I said, screw it. I'm not working for the man anymore. And I didn't know how to start a business. I just started writing and I just wrote about stuff I know. And that ended up being a lot of stuff about Facebook marketing and Facebook marketing. Facebook ads have what really driven my business. So I write about what I know and provide my own experiences. So it's not a bunch of voodoo and, you know, fuzzy math or anything like that. And so I have fun doing it. I have fun helping other businesses, reach their potential by digging into that 1.49 billion people who are available on Facebook.
And you just focus exclusively on Facebook, right? I mean, I want to make that point out, correct?
Yeah, really, for the most part. So I have a podcast as well where I'll venture a little bit away from that. Because honestly, Facebook is a very important vehicle to promote your business, but your business shouldn't live on Facebook. So my business lives on my website. So my business is built around my website, my email list. So just to make it clear that is the end goal. And if anyone who builds a business entirely with Facebook without driving traffic and without building an email list, they're crazy.
So I'm glad you brought that up about Facebook and business, because I'm going to tell you now, we've had a live discussion on our LinkedIn discussion group, and I'm going to tell you now, I disagree with what you just said there, John. Sorry. I'm sorry. I think if you're going and you're a business professional and you are trying to market and advertise your business on Facebook, you're basically going to be talking to people that are only interested in free trade, you know, cat litter as a shut-in eating Haagen-Dazs, and you're not going to be talking to a business professional. I'm sorry. That's it. I'm just sorry. That's what's going to happen. So I would disagree with you, John, that Facebook is the place where businesses should be spending their time, money, and effort for their business.
Well, that's kind of ridiculous. I mean, first of all, I mean, like, yeah, the way you approach it is up to you. If what you're doing on Facebook is just selling a bunch of garbage all day and to people who aren't ready to buy anything from you, you shouldn't expect to have any success. So I understand the B2B argument that you're on LinkedIn and these are business professionals who want to do business with you. It's also spam city. I have been part of LinkedIn before. I can't stand the spam craziness of groups and all the kind of nonsense. And it's just people pushing their wares constantly, and no one's actually reading your stuff. I don't know. But again, I can't vouch for everything on Facebook or on LinkedIn. I just know what I know on Facebook.
Are you serious about spam? Are you kidding me? Facebook, yeah. If I see another thing about, have you seen this amazing rap thing? Okay, buddy, I'm just telling you, all right?
Well, so I will say this. When it comes to Facebook ads and spam, that there are certainly bad Facebook advertisers too. And that is a problem. And I mean, that's their problem for the most part. But Facebook also does a good job of trying to show the content to you that you want to see, including the ads. But if you have terrible targeting, even though all this amazing targeting is available to you, and you fail, you know, that's your fault. But my whole point is, especially when it comes to building an audience of people who care about my stuff, driving traffic, targeting people who have been to my website before, building my email list around people who have visited my website before, and selling to people who have either are on my email list or have visited my website, there's really no better place to do it, because those people are there, they are engaged, and they're ready to see my content.
Yeah, they're engaged about looking about, you know, weight loss products. But if I'm selling
weight loss products.
Listen.
That's kind of the point I'm making here.
I am selling to another business professional, okay, and I want to use, for instance, content marketing to drive authority, to drive engagement, I can do that so much easier on Pulse and not worry about if Zuckerberg and crew are going to take my post down because they think I'm a business or they think I'm commercial and I haven't paid my tithe to their Silicon Valley headquarters by being a post up there. And so when I look at the context, and I think this is, you know, again, you know, Facebook's got the numbers, okay? There's no question about that. Even though they will tell you on their about page, they only have 16.9% of their audiences in the U.S., right? So maybe overseas Facebook is important for maybe business to business. But in the U.S., LinkedIn is where you can go without worrying about the ability for them to pull your post out of people's feeds because you're not paying the tithe, right?
That is like being afraid of the boogeyman. That's the most ridiculous fear I've ever heard. Facebook has never taken a post of mine down because I haven't paid them to post it. That's when does that have ever happened?
If they're not showing it, isn't that the equivalent of taking it down? If they're not showing it, come on, John. If they're not showing it.
This is misconception. Okay, you tell me. On Pulse, you publish something on Pulse today. Other people following you, how many of them actually see it?
It depends on how many times you post.
No, how many people see it?
It's going to be depending on how big your follower count is. What do you mean how many people see it? It's going to be a function of your follower count.
Do they actually tell you how many people saw it?
And they will. And the other part of that is the followers will see it. The other stat that comes out is that you're going to have to publish about 20 times in a month to get to 60% of the contacts and followers that will see that message. So the fact that you can do that and know that you can get to 60%, I mean, you can say that same argument about Facebook, that if I publish an update as a business, and I get it out there 20 times, that Facebook isn't going to sit there and say, too much exposure, you better pay the toll.
That doesn't happen. Look, I've got an audience now of 100,000. It's about to hit 100,000 on Facebook. But I also have this other audience where I've built around passion for baseball and coaching and being a parent of baseball. Crazy thing happens when you write about stuff that people really care about is that they actually are shown that content. It's not Facebook trying to screw me, because end of the day, there is no Facebook unless people see the content that they want to see. So if you've built an audience around people who actually do care about you, if you create interesting content that they actually want to see in the first place, it's going to be shown to them. So of my 100,000 people with a single post, all right, single post. We're not talking about Twitter. I'm tweeting. You can tweet like 50 times a day and you're reaching 0.5% of your followers each time you do that. With a single post, I am reaching 20-25% of my audience organically. And with this baseball audience, I'm often reaching a number that is equal to 100%, 200%
of my
audience.
But I go back to context, John. Yeah. And this is where I say context of messaging. All right, because the argument is going to be that if you want to talk to people about baseball, if you want to talk about life experiences,
sure,
there's no question that I think Facebook, obviously, because that's where the context is. But if I'm trying to communicate real business value by writing about business or professional development, then I've got to be in the LinkedIn space, because that's the context that people are going there for.
But let's think about that though. If you built your audience with the right people in the first place on Facebook, the people who actually do want to hear about that topic, then you will have no problem. If you went out saying, I want to get the cheapest likes I can possibly get, I'm going to target all these people in India and create some really misleading ads, and look at that, I got 1 cent page likes. Woo, I'm awesome. We're up to 1 million and we're the greatest. Why am I only reaching 0.5% of the people every time I post? It's because you suck and you did a horrible job of building your audience.
Right.
And I'm still waiting to hear what the average number is of people you reach with a single post on LinkedIn, because I've never heard that. What is it?
Well, I will. Well, there you go. Now you see. Oh, all right. You throw it out there. Well, certainly close to 60% if you're posting frequently. That's the stat.
A single post.
Right.
Does LinkedIn tell you how many people?
Oh, yeah. Wait. Let me back up. I didn't understand the question. Let me back up. First off, when you sit there and you put a post out there, okay, they are giving you unbelievable stats for free, okay? They are telling you the country. They are telling you the professionals that are coming in. They even tell you the people that like it and share it and give you their profile information, so that from that analytics that you can come through and then reach out to those people in an engaged manner that is a business context. So just back to your question about, you know, how many people are seeing it, the stats that I get tell me, and I certainly think that to take an average means nothing. It is the post that you put out there and the stats that I can see for free and what those stats tell me.
I can see free stats too, so I'm not sure why you keep stressing the free stats.
Because the stats that I'm getting are about what that person does for a living. And I think if you're in B2B marketing, that's what it's got to be at, John. Because again, you know, just because you're up on Facebook doesn't necessarily know or doesn't tell me if you're actually a business professional that I want to be doing business with. Because again, that's more optional in Facebook versus LinkedIn, where it's required, which is the context where they are.
Okay, you're wrong. But so the point, pretty simple. With LinkedIn, whether it's LinkedIn or Facebook or Twitter, you're not reaching a high percentage of people each time you create a post. And it's going to get worse with time. And so the longer that someone has followed you, eventually they're going to get bored. And if you're not creating high quality content on a regular basis, if you're not creating that audience, so like you said, you can't just take and create a percentage and say this is how many people you reach, because you need context. Same thing with Facebook. We hear all day, oh, you only reach 7% of your audience with a single, but that's kind of the misconception as well. It's like 7%, and you've said it multiple times. Oh, if you post 20 times a day or all that kind of stuff, and you reach a whole lot more. Of course you do. So same thing on Facebook. It's not that you reach 7% overall. And I don't even know why we stress this organic reach thing anyway. All I care about is the actions. And what I know is I get the actions. I get the traffic. I build my email list. And I get sales as a result of Facebook. You might get that on LinkedIn too. I'm going to say, though, vast majority of businesses, if they do them both and they do them both well and correctly, they have way more potential on Facebook.
I would say that context matters more. I'd rather talk to a smaller group of an audience where I actually know who they are, what they do, what their authority and decision-maker space is, getting those stats out of the LinkedIn environment so that as I'm building my business-to-business connections, as I'm going out there and trying to figure out who is the people that are going to make the decision to buy, I would be able to get that far easier than if I was waiting to see if this XYZ Jobo person, after they climb count the Mount Kilimanjaro, is actually a potential customer. And this is where I think the context matters, because I keep on going back to that. If you've got a B2C play, there's no question, just by sheer size and mass, right? And I'll give you another thing, John, too. Targeting in Facebook, much better than ad targeting in LinkedIn, right? Not a question. However, in a B2B scenario, I need to have a lot more information about who you are as a business owner. I need to know your interest. And the fact that I can get you organically, I can get you with sponsored updates, which allow me to sit there and reach a huge swath of people. In fact, there was a great case study that Movable Inc. did about, their results on Facebook versus LinkedIn. And on LinkedIn, they were like, oh my gosh, we got much more impressions, much more followers acquired, much more activity. Of course you can. But the simple fact is that context is what matters. And if I'm trying to sell you something on a business level, it ain't going to be somebody who's just a one-off, like one individual. There are going to be multiple people in the decision process. And with LinkedIn, I can see all of the people in your decision process. You can't do that with Facebook.
Can you target your website visitors on LinkedIn?
Target your website? Of course you can. Of course you can do targeting. You can do very advanced targeting.
No, your website visitors. Can you remarket to your website visitors so you have a link to fix on your website?
Okay, all right. So that was a good little counter hook right there, by the way. No, LinkedIn doesn't have remarketing. Sean Dolan in the last episode talked about that. Yes, you win.
That's
that one.
That's a huge thing.
It is, but it is
this
also—
This is no small thing. Look, I am not someone who's sitting here talking all day like, oh, you could target interests on Facebook and I know that you like this thing and that thing. And look, I think that stuff sucks, and it's top of the funnel stuff. So you're basing everything on LinkedIn on top of the funnel stuff based on what people tell LinkedIn or how they engage with LinkedIn. End of the day, I don't care about any of that. I want traffic on my website because that's where business is done. And I know a lot about somebody based on what pages they've been on my website, whether they've opted into something before, whether they read a particular blog post, whether they've been to a certain section of my site.
Sure.
That's how I target.
But in
that's
the U.S.
That's how I build my audience.
But in
Not
the
just the U.S. anywhere.
Yeah, it is. Because no. That's my point. If you're a business in the U.S. and Canada, LinkedIn has more of their membership in that base as a percentage-wise, right? Because as the stats from Facebook show, of the 968 million people, excuse me, they haven't gotten to that part yet, but 968 million, 83.1% are outside the U.S. and Canada, right, of their average daily users. So if you're looking at a worldwide swath, no question, Facebook dominates. And certainly by sheer mass and size, in the U.S., there are obviously 163 million U.S. and Canadians who are actively using Facebook. But the same thing can be said about the LinkedIn environment, because LinkedIn's got 60% of its user base is concentrated in the U.S.
60% of 380 million. So what's the total number of U.S. users on Facebook?
Obviously, go ahead.
Compared to
380
LinkedIn.
Times 60, right, is close to 200 million, right? So if you're looking at U.S. users, right?
There are over 1.5 billion now, by the way.
That is correct.
Total users on Facebook. So what's the percentage of U.S. users on Facebook?
So according to the stats page at FB.com, They say 83.1% of our daily active users are outside the U.S. They got 960.
And we just hit a billion, by the way, for
there you go. Okay, so a billion of them, right? You still are, if you're in the U.S. and Canada, LinkedIn has a parity. Not close enough. I mean, close enough that for whom you want to get to, it will work. Because obviously Facebook is just bigger. It's just going to be bigger, but it's not that big.
How active are they? Because how many people create a profile on LinkedIn
and then abandon it, right?
So they're looking for a job.
Right. And that's the downside too. Because again, this is where Facebook just totally clears out because of the 90 million active users, right? That LinkedIn, according to the stats that I'm seeing, certainly it doesn't come close to the 968 million active users that Facebook does, or now the billion, as you pointed out.
So it's like a 10-to-1.
Not on your side, but what I'm saying is I'm never going to win the argument of size, okay? You are the 800-pound gorilla.
But the 800-pound
gorilla.
It's activity.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about that too, John, because I want to go through the activity. Everybody, and I mean, and you pointed this out earlier, everybody is over there in Facebook, okay? Facebook, all right? It is ad galore, good advertisers, bad advertisers. It doesn't matter. They're all over there. LinkedIn, because it is relatively smaller, is, I would say, a lot leaner. It's easier to advertise. It's not as much competition to advertise. And you can do much better B2B professional targeting because you can know exactly who that person is and their connections in their organization than you could do on Facebook. So, yeah, you're going to win the gorilla argument, but that's what you are. It's an 800-pound gorilla. You know, LinkedIn is the lean, mean fighting machine. It's a little scrappy, it's a little tough, and certainly it's not going to win the numbers game. But what it can win on, I believe, is on the targeting aspect.
Whoa, what?
Targeting to a business-to-business environment. No question. I mean, Facebook's advertising is legendary for the amount of targeting. If you literally want free trade, you know, cat litter people, you're going to find them easily on Facebook. But you know what? That's not why my business sells.
Here's a little news for you. There's more than just, and I'm not sure why you have an obsession with cat litter, but you can target just about anything. Okay. But end of the day, again, I care about reaching people who are most closely connected to me already, which means they're on my website. So that's the targeting I care about. And if we're only focusing on, and Facebook still wins that targeting too when we're talking about interest targeting, but when you're talking about B2B, if you think that, LinkedIn might have better targeting based on that, even though you can target people based on the company they work for and the positions they have and that kind of thing as well. I don't care about that crap. I'm targeting people who have visited my site and specific pages, and that's something you can't do on LinkedIn.
So give our audience more particularly, all right, what you would say if they were a small business person selling to other business individuals, okay, what is something that they could be doing right now that would lean them towards Facebook? Because I got something on LinkedIn they could do. But I want to hear on the Facebook side. What is that one thing that small individual – I'm not talking about the big corporations, right? Because they're going to be wherever, right?
I know I'm huge. I'm a huge corporation too, and it works for me. But
there you go.
So we start at the top of the funnel. Let's say you got nothing to work with. You're starting from scratch. You're just a little small business. I hope you have a website. Again, we don't even start with Facebook. Don't even – you create your presence or whatever. Create your presence on LinkedIn. But until you actually have a website – until you actually have an email list to build, focus your time there. But after that, when you're on Facebook, I care. You know, ads are important. So I don't want to hear, I don't have a budget. You've got a budget. If you don't have a budget for marketing, you don't have a business. So it doesn't matter. I don't care if it's $1 a day, $5 a day. You're starting with something. But before we even get going, use a little tool called Audience Insights. So this is something I don't think that LinkedIn has. But you basically either break down your current audience, and again, we're starting from scratch, so you probably don't have much, or a competitor's audience where you feel like these are the types of people I want to go after. And you put that into the Audience Insights, and it starts telling you a whole lot about them. So what age are they? Are they male or female? What countries do they live in? What cities do they live in? Are they parents? How many people are in their family? How much money do they make? What kind of car do they drive? What kind of pages do they like? You start collecting all this information to say, okay, this represents my ideal audience. That is going to be the building block for your initial Facebook ad promoting content. So you're driving people to your website.
All right. I got you.
Driving people to your website, building. So you got a website custom audience pixel on your site. So that anyone goes there, you're going to be adding them to an audience. So then going forward, every time you promote more content, you're also going to be promoting to people who have already been to your site before.
All right.
Every time you promote this new email opt-in, you're promoting to the people who have been to your site before.
All right. And I'm going to give you the LinkedIn countermeasure, by the way, which not will call you to cost you to spend a dime other than your time.
So
first off, what you're going to do is you listen to the missing link. Number one. Number two is you're going to go ahead and you're going to put a post, several posts, for free, by the way, and not worrying about Zuckerberg pulling it from the feed. You're going to put some posts out there. And then you're going to put a couple of posts that are designed to target your audience. And then you're going to get the free analytics, and you're going to see the type of individuals that are interacting with it. And then you're going to go look at those individuals, and you're going to find the groups that they belong to. You're going to find the areas of common interest that they share. And from that, you're going to go in, and you're going to start going into groups that they belong to, groups that are similar to it, and follow the advice that we have about using groups to build your authority and leads so that you can eventually acquire your own email list of qualified contacts by being a manager or administrator of a group. And by the way, it didn't cost you $5 to get that done. It just took a little bit of your time. That is the way that you could do a better job on LinkedIn.
John, yeah, you can reach about 500 people, and all they do all day is share links to their stuff.
But they all have money, and they're all business decisions.
They all have money. They're playing about $1 a day advertising.
Hey, John, I can't tell you. I had so much fun with this. You are a truly worthy adversary. Your passion and your expertise in Facebook comes across, and I cannot thank you enough for giving truly a powerful, compelling argument on using Facebook versus LinkedIn. But I think, and this is something we will come to, at the end of a fight, you always hug it with your opponent. I do think that it really, really depends on your budget, it depends on your time, it depends on your audience. And you know what? You're not penalized for doing both, right?
No, yeah, end of the day, I know Facebook. I don't really know LinkedIn, you know? And just like with Twitter, like I love Twitter, but I am no Twitter ads expert. And I've never had success with Twitter ads either. So, but that doesn't mean they can't be successful for some people. So it's a matter of where do you feel, what do you feel your strength is? Where do you feel your audience is? And that's end of the day, all that matters. So yeah, you can find success on LinkedIn. Guarantee. I'm sure you can, but, lots of people do on Facebook too.
Hey, John, I can't thank you enough for your time and for your expertise and for truly being a great, worthy opponent. And I would love to have you on another time when I feel a little bit ornery and want to get into an argument.
All right. Thanks, John.
Hey, take care.
Ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. John Loomer, Sean Jackson, head to head. They're both still standing. We're going to go over to Sean for the post-fight notes.
Micah, thank you. That was fun. You know, so first off, and everybody's listening, John is truly an expert in Facebook advertising and marketing. I am not an advertising a person at all. So he's going to certainly have a depth of experience, which I love. But I will say this. You know, he makes a very, very good point that Facebook, by sheer size and mass, right, is going to win almost every advertising argument out there because of its just huge amount of users and the frequency by which they get there. And LinkedIn doesn't have it. They are not there. And so I really believe that, you know, if you're out there advertising, if you're out there marketing, you're going to be looking at a series of things. The argument for LinkedIn, though, is as I pointed out during our little jab back and forth, was that it really is a leaner place. There's just not as much activity. Hence, you may be able to get your message to your target a lot easier without having to worry about an overcrowding, if you will. It's also probably going to be a lot more cost-effective to advertise on LinkedIn if you pair it, like we talked about last time with Sean Dolan, about the remarketing. Because that right there, by the way, John won that on the advertising side, yeah. Because LinkedIn doesn't have remarketing. Facebook and Google do. Remarketing is like the holy grail of advertising right now. And so they're going to win that argument. But as I would point out, and we have, if you pair a low-cost ad buy in LinkedIn and use AdRoll or Facebook and Google remarketing, then you're getting the best bang for your buck because it's cheap to acquire them, and then you can reinforce that message using remarketing. So, Micah, what did you think of the fight?
I thought it was amazing and completely fun.
Good. I hope everyone had a great time listening to our debate on the merits of Facebook versus LinkedIn.
Yep.
And you know what? We're going to continue the conversation over at our discussion group. So please make sure that you sign up on our text messaging at 41411 with the keyword MyLink, all one word, no spaces. Just get that text message out and we'll get you over to that group. Or if you're one of our international audience, just go ahead and send an email to missinglink@rainmaker.fm and we'll get you in invite from LinkedIn to our super secret group so we can continue the post-game analysis there. Micah, another great episode in the can, and I can't wait for next week. I need to go take a break right now.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you, audience.
We'll catch you later on the next episode of The Missing Link.
You have just experienced The Missing Link exclusively on Rainmaker.fm.